Hello and welcome to the Thursday, September 6th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. In Diaries today, network expert Rob Vandenbrink is talking about how to measure your voice over IP performance. Not strictly a security issue, however, like I always say, knowing your network is very important to maintaining security on your network. So knowing about these tools, knowing what the performance bottlenecks are, is very important and something you definitely should take a look at. He's talking about a number of different tools to measure things like latency or jitter, which is a very important concept in voice over IP and essentially refers to non-uniformities in your latency. Well, in other news, we do have yet another one of these sort of weird anonymous announcements, similar to what they had yesterday with the Apple UDIDs. Today they're claiming to have Romney's tax reports, but so far no public evidence that they're in the actual possession of it. However, they would like you to give them some money to either publish them or not publish them. But let's talk about some real security news. Giuliano Rizzo and Tai Duong that brought us the Beast attack last year, they're at it again and are coming out with a new toolkit they're dubbing Crime. At this point, not a lot of details. Just like last year, they used this a little bit as a promo for the Eco Party conference in Argentina, at which later this month, later in September, they're going to reveal details. Now, given their history, I'm inclined to believe them. Of course, no evidence yet. What they're saying is that similar to what they did with the Beast attack, they're going to use JavaScript to inject known plain text into an SSL connection. However, this time they're also going to show how this will work to help them decrypt TLS 1.2 connections. If you remember the last time they demonstrated this with the Beast attack, the defense was to switch away from TLS 1.0 to 1.1 or 1.2, or to use an RC4 cipher instead of one of the block ciphers like AES. Well, this new Crime attack apparently works even if you took those countermeasures. So it will be interesting to see what they'll come up with. Just be ready to yet more chinks in the armor of SSL. On the other hand, I have to say we haven't really seen sort of a real world attack of the Beast attack, so that has so far been somewhat theoretical. However, if cryptography all sounds like fuzzy math to you, there is a simpler exploit for you, and that's good old social engineering. Everybody is upset about Facebook's timeline feature, and as a result, of course, malware authors have a solution for you with some browser plugins that claim to get rid of this timeline. Turns out up to 100,000 users installed one of these plugins. Certainly, be careful with plugins that you do install. Once you have this sort of man-in-a-browser malware, as it's sometimes referred to, they may have full control over whatever you submit to a website, and at that point, SSL will not matter. Another attack that's not so technical and doesn't seem to be going away is hidden default passwords that can't be changed. This time it's Garrett.com. Garrett.com is not exactly a household name. It's a company that makes switches for rugged environments, in particular for control applications on factory floors or outside. They're somewhat a competitor to Rugged.com, which was also found out to deploy default passwords and fixed SSL keys in its equipment. So in this case, we do have an admin password that is fixed, that can't be changed and can easily be extracted from the device. However, it does appear that you do need a physical access to the device. It is pointed out in the advisory that the main threat vectors are insiders who have access to the device. Also, Garrett did release an update to its software in May, which fixed this problem. However, back then, they didn't actually note that this was one of the problems that was fixed. That wasn't really known until now. So if you happen to run some of this equipment and you put off this particular update, you probably want to update quickly. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.